Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
FanDuel's got an offer you don't want to miss this NFL season. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. All right, before I get into the return of Brandon Graham here, what I think it means for the Eagles both now and 2 weeks from now with the NFL trade deadline, a couple of things to talk about. Number one, my daily email newsletter, joe-giglio-sports@beehiv.com. Daily free email newsletter goes straight to your inbox every day, Monday through Friday, and then once in a while, with bigger things going on, I might throw a second one out on a weekend. But Monday through Friday, in your inbox, totally free. Link to the show, WIP Daily, put this podcast, of course, the midday show, all of that. So if you're interested in reading my thought of the day each morning, I would love to send you the link to it. So just shoot me a note, or I'll send it, or you just go find it. But I post it on social every day, so pretty easy to find there. Second thing, Deco Food Hall. Grand opening tomorrow in Wilmington. We'll be there doing the show live from 10 to 2. Come on out. Tons of great restaurants within the food hall, including Angelo's. We're going to be there having tons of food, hanging out, doing the show, midday show, 10 to 2, Wilmington tomorrow for the Deco Food Hall. Okay. Now that we talked about those two things, let's talk about the return of Brandon Graham. So if you've been following along since Sunday, this is not a surprise that Brandon Graham is announcing his return to the Philadelphia Eagles and to the NFL, coming out of retirement to rejoin the Eagles and help their edge rush group. So Sunday, we're doing the pregame show, and Elliot, who was live in Minnesota, he kind of cut in. It's like, I got news here. I was like, all right, let's talk about it. And the news was that, you know, all the insiders were kind of pegging BG back to the Eagles. And they were all using those kind of like, well, he's considering, he might, leaning towards, like one of those type of things, where it's pretty clear that everyone knows this is happening and maybe giving him the grace to announce it, or the Eagles, you know, whatever. But everyone knew what was going on. So that was happening through Sunday. We reacted a little bit Monday on the midday show. And now we're getting close to, as I record this, a finalization. He's going to come back. He's going to be a Philadelphia Eagle. And my thoughts on this have evolved a little bit. I mean, at first it was like, clearly they should call him, right? Like, they have edge rush issues right now with Nolan Smith's injury, with the sudden retirement of Za'Darius Smith. And then you think about it, before the game Sunday, they're on a two-game losing streak. They don't have much of that position. Howie clearly did not do enough in the offseason. It felt a little desperate, you know, to expect BG to come back and make a big difference. But now that it's coming to fruition, I'm on board. I cross my fingers for BG that he doesn't get hurt, and he's able to stay healthy and kind of have another great ending. A great ending would be another Super Bowl, but at least a productive and healthy ending. BG's an awesome guy. Every one of us that knows him, from a small point of view or a big point of view over the last 15 years, likes the guy. I got a chance to be at BG Live. He was on our show when he announced his retirement. Such a good dude. My daughter's favorite player is Brandon Graham. So I'm excited for the Eagles. I'm excited for everyone out there that loves Brandon Graham, that we get to watch him play a little bit more. As far as on the field, I have two thoughts. One in the immediate and then one in the semi-immediate, with the NFL trade deadline coming up. So in the immediate, he's going to help, and it wouldn't surprise me if he helps more than we think, and he's a bigger part of this than we think. So I don't know where his legs are at. I don't know where his overall strength is at. The Eagles have to figure that out, assess it. It gives me hope that he's close to real football shape, considering the report from Jay Glazer on Sunday morning that the wheels for this got into motion around the time the Eagles signed Za'Darius Smith after week one. So who knows? Maybe BG was the first choice and he turned them down, or he said, I'm not ready right now, and they pivoted to Za'Darius Smith. But if the wheels started getting in motion in early September, you know, you wonder, that's about 2 months ago, a month and a half ago, how hard he's been working out and getting ready for this. So I would expect Brandon to be physically capable of going pretty quickly here. Is that this Sunday against the New York Giants? I don't know. That feels like a quick turnaround. Is it after the bye in Green Bay? Probably. And you kind of think about where this pass rush is right now. So Azeez Ojulari came out of the game Sunday with an injury. He wasn't providing much anyway. You have the loss of Za'Darius Smith to retirement. And you have Nolan Smith still on the injury reserve, though he did post yesterday that, you know, one more week. So it sounds like he believes he's going to be ready to go post-bye here, which is an enormous, enormous addition it will be. I mean, he's their best edge, and I thought he was playing well to start the season. Not overwhelming, not as great as he played at the end of last year in the postseason, but you know, he sets the edge so well on the run. He's a difference-making player. I'm a Nolan Smith guy. It's got to stay healthy. So as you kind of look forward now, so they'll have Nolan Smith back. They will have Jalen Sun, who just had the interception return for a touchdown. Still has not recorded a sack yet, but I think that's probably coming. So those guys will be the starters. And then the depth pieces will be Josh Uche, who's been a solid depth piece, and Brandon Graham. And then you throw in a little bit more of Jahad Campbell off the edge as the season goes on. We saw him debut a little bit of that on Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings with the return of N'Kobe Dean to inside linebacker. You could see more of that. So that's five. That's a five-man group to kind of roll throughout this season with. You have to cross your fingers that an older Brandon Graham and what has been so far in the NFL a pretty brittle Nolan Smith could stay healthy. But that five-man edge rush group, you can do some things with, and you could kind of dream on that Vic Fangio can scheme it up a little bit to get those guys free. And also with the interior pressure we expect from Jalen Carter and Moro Ojomo, there's a formula that could work here. when you have Nolan Smith, Jalik Hunt, you have Brandon Graham, you have Josh Uche, and you have Jihad Campbell, what I see there is an adequate pass rushing group when you pair it with Vic Fangio, when you pair it with Jalen Carter in the middle, when you pair Amoro Jomo, when you pair it with a middle linebacker in Zach Bond who can get after the quarterback, and obviously some DBs like Cooper DeGene that once in a while you could send. I think you could create a pass rush based on that. So that leads me to the really the fallout and the after effect of the Brandon Graham signing, and that is how it affects the trade deadline. So 2 weeks from today is the NFL trade deadline. 2 weeks from today, I believe at 4 p.m. on, what would that be, November 4th will be the NFL trade deadline. And Howie Roseman will have 2 weeks from now to upgrade this football team for the stretch run. I expect by the time Howie's making moves, the Eagles will be 6-2. So they're going to be in pole position to win the NFC East. They're going to be in pole position to attack the second half of the season with every one of their goals in mind. Are they a perfect football team? No. Are they? Do they look as complete roster-wise as last year? No. But that's what Howie's job is, to now figure out how much he's willing to spend, how much this team is worth it to go try to win another Super Bowl, are they capable, and then to go spend it to try to get over the hump in a very good NFC. The NFC is very good.
The holidays have arrived at the Home Depot, and we're here to help bring the excitement with decor for every part of your home. Check out our wide assortment of easy-to-assemble pre-lit trees so you can spend less time setting up and more time celebrating. And bring your holiday spirit outdoors with unique decor like one of our Santa inflatables. Whatever your style, find the right pieces at the right prices this holiday season at the Home Depot.
Introducing Oakley Meta Vanguard, the new performance AI glasses designed for athletes with an action-ready ultra-wide camera, powerful open-ear speakers, and built-in Meta AI that syncs with your Garmin devices for real-time insights while you train. Take your performance to the next level with Oakley Meta Vanguard. Athletic intelligence is here. Learn more on meta.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
So good, so good, so good.
New markdowns are on at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save even more, up to 70% on dresses, tops, boots, and handbags to give and get.
Because I always find something amazing.
Just so many good brands.
I get an extra 5% off with my Nordstrom credit card. Total queen treatment.
Join the Nordy Club at Nordstrom Rack to unlock our best deals. Big gifts, big perks. That's why you rack.
Last night, with the Detroit win over Tampa Bay and with Seattle's win over Houston, you start looking at the standings. We could be in for a year where the number one overall seed and the number seven seed are separated by a game. I really believe that. Like, one win could separate it. 12 wins could get the number one seed this year. And I could see a scenario where the seven seed has 11, maybe 10 at the worst. So we're talking about two games, two wins separating one from seven. maybe 12 gets the number one seed in a tiebreaker, or if it's, you know, Green Bay with that tie they have certainly will help them, you know, in tiebreakers. But 12-5 or 12-4-1 gets the number one seed, tiebreakers involved, whatever. And 10-7 is that number seven seed. That's how good the NFC is. It's really deep. There's a lot of good football teams. It's going to be a war down the stretch of the season. So these games matter, and every little edge is going to matter to try to get over the hump. So if I'm Howie Roseman and I got Brandon Grant back in the fold, and I have Nolan Smith set to come back, and I have John Campbell taking steps off edge, I am focusing my attention now, if I'm Howie, on helping out this corner situation, because I believe that now pivots to become the biggest weakness on this football team. No longer edge, it's going to be corner. That's where the worry is. And it's a worry from a talent perspective, and it's a worry from an injury perspective. So, you know, as we talk about the edge, there's pedigree there. Nolan Smith has pedigree. Brandon Graham obviously has an Eagles Hall of Fame career of pedigree. Jihad Campbell has pedigree. Josh Uche has been a player that's had a double-digit sack season in the NFL. There's some pedigree there. Even Jalex Hunt, who is a, you know, mid-round pick but played a lot as a rookie on a Super Bowl team, has something in the bank. There's very little pedigree at that second corner position. When I mean second, I mean a second outside corner. Obviously, Cooper DeJean is the Eagles' second-best corner, but he's the nickel, and they want to keep him there. So you have Quinyon Mitchell. You have Cooper DeJean, but you have a glaring weakness at that other corner spot. And whether you want to put Kelee Ringo out there or you want to put Adoree Jackson, who came out of the game on Sunday with a concussion. And I know Ja'Cory Bennett is coming back. They put him on the IR at the same time as Nolan Smith. But unlike the guys I was speaking about at edge, there's not really pedigree to Ja'Cory Bennett. I mean, Ja'Cory Bennett is a guy that you kind of cross your fingers and you say, maybe. I know the Eagles traded for him in the summer, so they like him. But did you see anything early in the season before he got hurt that led you to believe there's something special there? I didn't. And if the Eagles are still gung-ho on winning the Super Bowl this year, they're going to need to upgrade the second corner. I don't believe the answer is here right now. I don't believe the answer to capture another Lombardi this year is in the building right now at second corner, whether that be Ringo, whether it be Adoree, whether it be Ja'Cory Bennett. So I have to look outside. And I think about the three games coming up that really will probably determine the Eagles' fate in terms of seeding. They are big favorites. They should be big favorites to win the NFC East. I believe they're going to win the NFC East, barring major injury, even if they do nothing at the NFL trade deadline. I think the Eagles will win the NFC East. But there's a difference between winning it at 11-6 or 10-7 and being a 3 or 4 seed, which is fine, versus going 12-5 and being the number one overall seed or the number two overall seed the way they were a year ago. There are differences there. That is one home game, you know, if you're the 3 or 4 seed, likely the whole way, versus one home game, potentially 2 or 3 home games. If you're the number two seed, you win that first game, you're home the second week, like the Eagles were last year in the division round. Then you get one upset, you're home again for the title game. That's a big difference. It is a major difference in your chances to reach the Super Bowl. So, and that's really what this is all about. Plus, once you get there, once you get deep in the postseason, let's play it out. A potential path the Eagles may have to face to go and win the Super Bowl again. Let's say in the first round, they take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the first round. And that, you know, at that point, a healthy Mike Evans, a healthy Emeka Ibuka. Second round, the Detroit Lions with Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jameson Williams. And then let's go to the title game, and let's say it's the Los Angeles Rams, who they've seen a lot in recent years. And it is Puka Nacua and Davante Adams. And then the Super Bowl, it is now the trio of Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, and Hollywood Brown. Can the Eagles secondary, as it stands today, right now, with some question marks at the safety position, with Makuba making plays but also giving them up, and that second corner who Jordan Addison torched for 4 quarters on Sunday, can that secondary hold up against those groups of wide receivers, those duos or trios of wide receivers for 4 straight rounds? My gut right now would be they cannot. They would get tripped up. It would hurt them. They'd get gashed, and it would cost them one of those games, and it would end their chances to hoist a second straight Lombardi. That's where I sit this morning on how I think it would go. So to go win the Super Bowl again, and it reminds me of Howie Roseman in 2018, trying to get Golden Tate to jumpstart the offense, he may need to go get a secondary piece to jumpstart this pass defense. Who is it? I don't know. You know, Reek Woolen's fallen out of favor in Seattle. Is he a fit? I don't know. That would be on a big fans good thing. L'Jarius Sneed, who was a star for the Chiefs back in the day when the Eagles lost him in Super Bowl 57. Now he's on the Titans, on a terrible Titans team. He got hurt. I don't know how severe that is in their past game against New England. Will he be healthy right around or post-deadline? Maybe. You know, last year, Lattimore from the Saints was traded while he was banged up to the Commanders, and it really didn't push them over the edge the way I think they wanted, but they did make the NFC Championship game, and I would say at moments he helped. Like, Sneed could be that. He could be this year's Lattimore, where he's traded while a little banged up, and then maybe help someone out down the stretch. We shall see. And there might be three names I'm not even talking about, not off the top of my head. But that's the spot. As BG returns, I'm happy. Thumbs up. I think he's going to help the edge group get to adequate levels, especially when you return Nolan Smith and continue to work with Jahad Campbell. But now it moves my mind to the NFL trade deadline, what the Eagles need to do, where they should go. And if I'm Howie Roseman, I am attacking corner. I know I already made a trade for Bennett. I don't think that's the answer. That's not enough. Eagles have a lot of draft capital still, including the Jets' third-round pick. That could be the number one pick in the third round. That can get you a pretty big-time player at the NFL trade deadline. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.